People rarely succeed unless they have fun in what they are doing. Dale Carnegie.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hey there, all you essential oil lovers out there. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks for tuning in. Today's episode, we'll be diving into essential oils and crystals. There's tons of recipes and stories to share in this interview and some beautiful information about crystals that I think you are going to love. Before we dive in, my favorite oil highlight this week will be Sensation Essential Oil, but probably not for the reason you're thinking. So this is a classic example, you guys, of how important it is to use what you've got. This is something that Gary Young was quite famous for saying, use what you've got. We were recently at the beach and I only packed so many oils, right? There's so many oils you can fit in your suitcase. So I had packed Sensation, of course, one of my favorite blends for in the bedroom. You can put it in a sexy thyme massage oil. You can even add it to your lubricant. Yeah, almost say it. And you can use it as just like an aphrodisiac. So I love that oil. But that's not why I loved it this week as much as usual. It's because I didn't pack any of my go-to skin oils. I didn't pack tea tree. I didn't pack rose. I didn't pack my purification. All of these oils would have been my go-to for the incessant poison ivy that decided to get flared up and outbreak all over my arms and my back during this trip. I was scratching so much. I could not sleep. I was miserable. So I used what I had. I grabbed for my Sensation oil, mixed it with a little bit of a carrier oil, and just slathered it on everywhere that was itching so bad. And you know what? It worked like a charm. It cut out my itching. It helped my poison ivy just calm down. And I was able to get to sleep and other things that you do in the bedroom when you're on a beach vacation with your amazing husband with Sensation oil. Anyway, so that's my favorite oil of this week. Sensation is a blend of coriander, ylang ylang, bergamot, jasmine, and geranium. All right, our DIY dugout recipe this week comes from Hannah King, who lives in Ashland, Kentucky. Her recipe is called Summer Must Have. To make the Summer Must Have in a 10 milliliter roller ball, add 4 drops lavender, 3 drops tea tree, 3 drops thieves, and 1 drop peppermint. Fill the remainder of the bottle with carrier oil and roll on as needed. Thank you so much, Hannah, for your recipe. We love hearing your recipes. Send them to us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com. When you do, you'll be automatically entered to win our monthly giveaway of a bottle of orange oil and our ebook chock full of our favorite essential oil recipes. You can find all of our DIY dugout recipes on our website, revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of the life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Well, I'm here with Haley Crowley, who's the founder of Whimsy and Wellness. Haley believes in making wellness simple, lighthearted, and fun. 4 years ago, she began making these really beautiful essential oil labels as a way to distract herself from wondering when she would get pregnant again. Armed with a Silhouette Cameo machine and a roll of vinyl, Haley sold the first Whimsy and Wellness products out of a tiny Etsy shop. Since then, she's grown into a full family business with 3 kiddos running circles around her desk. Haley is on a mission to help people use crystals and essential oils in their everyday life and make it fun in the process. Haley, welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I love envisioning your kiddos just like circling and running around your desk because yeah, I have 2 myself. And, you know, just today we were packing up, you know, mailers to send out and they're just, you know, chilling out, helping me stuff envelopes. And it's fun to have a family business and it's also very chaotic. So I imagine you use some oils now and then to help keep it calm.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, they're helping with like air quotes, you know, helping it really. Exactly. Takes like 20 times longer, but it's good.
But they feel so important.
Yes, exactly.
Well, you said that you started making your beautiful, pretty labels to distract yourself from wondering when you would get pregnant again. Is that part of your story? I mean, tell me more about that.
Yeah. So I started using oils actually as a way to like scent Christmas gifts, like DIYs that I was making. I wanted to like find a natural way to scent them. And so that's what started me with oils. And then fast forward a couple of years, it was after our second miscarriage. And I just was like, I need something to do. I was in between jobs at the time. And so I was like, I'm going to just start this little Etsy side thing to give me something to do and maybe bring in a little bit of income, like on the side for our family. And after a couple of months, because we were one of the first essential oil accessory shops, it just took off and it just kept growing and growing. And I kept working and it kept growing.
When was that?
That was in 2016. So
okay, yeah.
It's been 4 years. Yeah. And my husband now works full time with me. And yeah, it's just
That's
been
great.
Way more than I ever imagined.
That's awesome. Well, this is not the topic of our interview today. I want to get to crystals and oils soon, but I couldn't help but just pick up on the fact that you were using your side hustle a little bit as a therapy, you know, like, I need to distract myself. I need to do something. And I just relate to that so much. When I became a mom, I really struggled with postpartum depression and just that transition into parenthood was like a huge shock for me. And that's a long can of worms and long story we won't get into. But when I started, it was partly the reason, besides from just sheer financial need, that I started my business. And it made me feel so much better. It made me feel like I'm pouring myself into something. It's mine. It's an outlet. It gets me talking to other people. Like, it just really saved me in a way. So I just related to that aspect. For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And just what you said, I talk about that too. Like, I felt like Wimsey Wellness gave me purpose.
Right.
Kind of like what you said, like, it gives me purpose. And at the time, I didn't think I was going to feel that until, you know, I had a baby or babies. But, and with you, it's crazy. It's almost the opposite, but it's just such similar feelings.
Yeah, it's really interesting. It's funny how, I think we are capable of having multiple purposes in one lifetime.
Yes,
and even
absolutely.
Balancing more than one at the same time. And sometimes that's what I need. I need more than one thing happening or I go crazy.
Yes. So, yes.
Well, how did you start using crystals and essential oils together?
Yeah. So after I had Wimsey and Wellness, we started with bottles and labels, and I was looking at product. I don't know what I was looking at, but somehow I stumbled across these pre-made perfume blends. And I saw on them, they had the roller top, instead of it being like glass or stainless steel, it was made out of a gemstone, a crystal. And I was like, that's so cool. Like, I want that for my customers who I know don't want to buy the perfume. They want
right.
to put their own oils in it. So I searched and searched and searched for so long, like 5 or 6 months, to find a supplier for these to offer them. And it was so hard to find one without a little hole in it, because all the stones at that size were beads, basically.
Right.
And so I finally found a supplier and was hand making those on my couch watching TV at nighttime. And everybody loved them. So I went to Tucson, is the world's largest gem and mineral show that they hold once a year. So I went there in search of a supplier that could make these for me, because I couldn't do it myself anymore. And I didn't find that, but instead I saw like these giant piles of tiny crystals. And I was like, those would fit inside of a roller bottle.
Right.
And I had seen other people do that, again, in their own blends. So I was like, I wonder if people would like that as an option too. And so I had no idea if people were actually going to like it, but I was like, well, I have to get something while I'm here. I came all the way here. So I bought them and carried them in my carry-on backpack and got stopped at security. They're like, but I think they were used to it because of the gem show, but it was just so funny. I'm like, anyway,
that's like when there's a oil convention and, you know, all the TSA
yeah.
agents are like, oh yeah, there must be another oil convention. That's
right. Like, it smells good in here.
It smells good.
Exactly. Yeah. They're used to it with the crystal show. And so anyway, fast forward to now, everybody really loved that. And just along the way, I started, of course, learning more and more about crystals and just kind of doing my own research. I feel like when I started this, there wasn't a ton of research or like information out there about using oils and crystals together. So I felt like I just kind of researched from a bunch of different places and kind of put together my own research, my own information
right.
to share.
So are there any benefits to using crystals and essential oils together aside from just pure aesthetics?
Yeah. So I feel like there's kind of two schools of thought here. And one being that people believe that crystals have energies, and these energies can help balance our own energies, because a crystal's energy stays, like, it doesn't change like our energies do. And some people just, like you said, think that they're pretty. And I think either one is a good thing to believe. And I think that's the, when you're first starting to use crystals, I think whatever you feel that they can do for you is good. Like, I don't think you have to believe one way or the other. I like to say, like, if you have a crystal out on your desk or in your house and you look at it and you think it's pretty and so it makes you smile, then I think that's a win. Like, it's making you happy in some way just because by looking at it, it kind of made you smile.
Right.
So
I want to get more into the woo-woo side now. So for those that believe there's more than that, you know, like what you said, other energies change, our energies change, frequencies change. So what is it about crystals that draw? I mean, like you said, like there's these huge conventions every year that bring these people into the desert just to talk about crystals. I mean, what is it? What's there?
Yeah. You know, I think it's different for everyone. And that's the hard part. I think there are definitely people that are very into the woo-woo side that are like, yes, I feel the energies. As soon as I pick up a crystal, I can feel the different energies and how it affects my body. I think, especially at the shows, there's people that are just really into the science of like, that they're rocks and that like they're the different mineral deposits and like, you know, the sciencey side. And I don't know. I think for me, I just can't believe that they came from the earth. And like, you look at it and it's like, how is that possible? Like I'm staring at one right now on my desk and it's like this bright blue color. And it's like, how is this from the earth?
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Earth is pretty kick ass. So when you're combining crystals and essential oils and for your personal usage, how do you choose? What kind of mixtures have you played with? And what kind of stories have you heard from people mixing crystals and essential oils?
Yeah. So I want to first say, like, you can't do something wrong. I feel like people always are like cautious. They're like, mm-hmm. I don't know if, like, how do I know which crystal goes with which? And like, am I going to choose the wrong crystal or the wrong oil? And I feel like, don't be afraid to just like kind of trust your intuition and just like start playing. And I feel that way about like even just making your own blends too.
I 100% agree. It should be part play for sure. Don't get bogged down in the textbooks and the chemical constituents. I mean, all that stuff is really cool and it's important. And there is benefit into knowing like which oils might benefit your body in certain ways. But also mm-hmm. there has to be an element of fun and play and intuitiveness in there.
Right. And I think also what goes into it is like, you might love a specific scent for calming and I don't like that scent. So even when you're looking at a recipe and it's recommending you a scent that you don't really like, it's okay if you want to switch it out. Like it, make it your blend. Mm-hmm. So I wrote a ebook about crystals and oils and how to use them together. And we created this chart because so many people were asking me like, how do I choose? And so the way that I created this chart was basically looking at kind of, you start with what do you want your outcome to be? So do you want to feel calmer? And if that's the case, then I basically researched crystals that can help with calming and then oils that can help with calming. And so then those are in the chart together.
Perfect.
So that's kind of how I paired them. And so that's really how I recommend people to start. Yeah.
Can you give us a few examples on that chart of combinations of oils and crystals?
Yeah. So it starts with the crystal. So for example, we amethyst, and then it lets you know what amethyst is good for. And then it connects you to a recipe that's in our book. So for example, amethyst can be used for confidence. And so we linked the chart to a recipe for confidence. So that way you can kind of easily pair your crystals with your a pre-made recipe. But like we said, you're welcome to change that recipe up to fit your needs. And we also have another chart in there that helps with like replacements if you don't have a specific oil and different things like that. So we tried to make it super easy for people to understand.
Mm-hmm. And this is all in your ebook, you said. What other kind of information will people learn in your book about crystals and essential oils?
Yeah, so we tried to make it kind of all-inclusive. So you can learn about how to use essential oils safely, how to dilute your oils. So when you're making roller bottles, typically you'll add like a carrier oil in along with your essential oils and like kind of why you would want to do that, how to pair crystals with your blends, which is where that chart is. That's super helpful. And then how to make like your own perfume blend. So we talked about blending and how you can't really do it wrong, but I know there are people that like are like, no, I need to know. Like, just tell me what to do. I need the recipe by step.
Well, they don't want to waste their oils either by making some sort of concoction that doesn't smell so great.
True. Yeah. Which my tip for that is you grab the oils that you think that you want to put in a blend together and take the caps off all of them and then like hold them in both of your hands and just kind of like wave them under your nose. So you kind of get the scent of all of them together.
Genius.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's the, I always do that before I start dumping them in. Cause like you said, who wants to waste them?
Exactly.
So yeah, we put a chart in here that talks about like base notes, middle notes, and top notes. So very basic, but if you are interested in learning, like what's a base note, what's a middle note, and what's a top note. And we assigned common oils to each one. So you can kind of make your own, you know, perfume that way.
Yeah.
And then a ton of recipes in there.
On the show, we've talked a little bit before about the different notes, as you call them, when it comes to essential oils. Will you describe that just a little more, maybe give a few more examples of that?
Yeah. So in perfumery, you know, I'm no expert, but when you're making kind of your own perfume blend, a top note is kind of going to be the thing that you smell first. And the base note is like kind of what lingers on your skin. And the middle notes are right there in the middle, which makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So in the book, it goes into real specifics. If you want like exactly how many drops of each note, you know, it tells you everything in there. But an example of a top note that is super popular would be lavender. And then a base note that I really love is frankincense. And then some middle notes can be things like clove or nutmeg or spruce. So in the book, it also divides it up by family. So like florals, citrus, mint, herb, spicy. So it like breaks everything down really specific if you are into that. But you can also probably Google for some good, just like really basic tips on essential oils and their notes.
Right. I love the idea of putting nutmeg in a perfume. I don't think I would have thought of that. And I love that smell.
Mm-hmm. Especially great. Going into fall and like, it's really good for energizing.
Oh mm-hmm. yeah. I love rubbing nutmeg on my adrenals. Have you ever done mm-hmm. that on your low back? Mm-hmm. It's so nourishing feeling. Well, this has been wonderful. And playing around with these crystals and these oils, again, just sounds like so much fun. Will you leave us with a few more examples or recipes of how these two elements can be combined together to create such magic?
Yeah. So one of my favorite things, a super easy way to use crystals and essential oils would be just next to your diffuser. So I know a lot of people tend to use a diffuser first before they start doing anything else with essential oils because it's like really easy and it makes your house smell so good. So I love to create like a bulk diffuser blend in a dropper bottle and keep it by my diffuser and then also keep a crystal by my diffuser. So that way, when you go to fill up your diffuser, you can look at your crystal and have it right there and it's ready to go. So I'll share with you because fall is right around the corner and I know people love the fall scents. So this recipe is from our book and it's called OMG It's Fall Diffuser Blend. And so it's 40 cinnamon, 30 cardamom, 30 orange and 30 clove. And you're putting all of those into a 15 ml dropper bottle. And you just shake it up and then you keep it, like I said, next to your diffuser. And then you, when you're ready, you just take the dropper and add 5 drops into your diffuser and it's like ready to go. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite hacks to do.
I love that. Have you ever heard of people putting crystals in their diffusers, like where the water chamber is?
Yeah, I have heard of people doing that. And you definitely can do that. It's not going to hurt your diffuser.
And so it's not going to hurt the crystal too much. Although I imagine it might stain it a little bit. Can crystals get stained?
It shouldn't. Oh, I see what you mean. Like the oil staining the crystal. Uh-huh. That would be possible. It just would depend on like what color
right.
the crystal is. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are some crystals that you're not supposed to put in water. So I would just make sure that you look at that before you put it in your water.
Explain that.
So some of them, they could just start kind of breaking down. They're just really like porous.
Ah, I see.
Yeah. So they're just not supposed to get wet.
Cool. That makes sense. Well, I'm looking at your website now. I like can't stop scrolling because everything on here is so beautiful. I mean, these crystals are like works of art. They're little sculptures. And I, like you said, it's so astounding that they come from the earth. So
yeah,
you've done a beautiful job. And I love you've got these roller balls as well with the constellations on them too. Those look like so much fun.
Thank you. I love those.
How did that idea come to be?
Yeah. So we just launched those last year. We actually did a constellation set of 3 and it was just like more general constellations. Everybody loved those. And since then I've had this idea for these zodiac bottles and we finally brought them to life, and I love them so much.
I love them too. Like, I'm an Aries. I really want the Aries rollerball. Like, that's, yeah, so and what a great gift, right?
Yes. I think people are just drawn to the stars in general. I don't know. I think, like you said, the earth is just so fascinating. And I think that's why people are drawn to crystals and oils and star. Like, it's just part of the earth.
Yeah.
And so I think that's why Constellation Set did so well. And then now I think people are really wanting to learn more about themselves and others and relationships. And so I think Zodiac can just be another tool for that too.
Yeah. Well, I myself have never really been that into crystals, I would say. I mean, it's never been something that I've felt drawn to like collect or have in my home or study, but I don't know, as I'm talking to you and as I'm like looking through your website, I'm just thinking this stuff is so beautiful and it's just so calming, even just looking at pictures of them. So as like a brand newbie to crystals, like where would you recommend I go to just get started, get a basic knowledge and build my confidence up a little on incorporating those into my home and my health and my oils?
Yeah. So we have some good resources on our blog. We have some good like basic beginning information there for crystals. And then also, as I mentioned in the Beyond Lavender ebook. So if you're really starting and you want to kind of focus on using them with oils, I would start there. And then I also just love a couple books. Again, I just feel like the internet can be a little bit overwhelming.
Right.
And there's just so many resources. And so there's two books that I really like. One is just like gorgeous. Like you said, like looking at the pictures makes you feel calm. This book would do that. It's so beautiful. And it's called Crystals, The Modern Guide to Crystal Healing. And it's by Yulia von Dozen. She has an Instagram too. It's called Goldie Rocks.
Oh, and, cute.
Yeah. So cute. So I would highly recommend her book if you want like a beautiful coffee table, small book to like look at and super informational and approachable as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want to know more specifics about like very specific crystals, like amethyst, there's like two or three pages on each crystal, and it's called The Crystal Bible by Judy Hall.
Okay, great. And then you have a resource as well that I think someone said you'd set up a nice discount for our listeners as well, that for people that specifically want to learn about oils and crystals. What's the name of, or how do they find that book of yours?
Yeah, so that's the book that we talked about that talks to you about perfume and everything too. So it's called Beyond Lavender. And it's an ebook, and it's normally $9.99 on our site, but just for you, it's $4.99.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, we'll put the details to that below to make it easy for people to grab that. Before we go on to our closing questions, do you want to leave us with any last fun ways or recipes that people are using oils or crystals on an everyday level?
Yeah. So I'll share one of my favorite ways is in the morning when I'm like sitting down at my desk, getting ready to work. I personally love a roller bottle with peppermint and like a citrusy blend. And then since you mentioned nutmeg, I'm like, yeah, I should add nutmeg to it, especially going into fall. And I just roll it on my neck. And like you said, my adrenals, and I have a carnelian roller ball on the top. And then I also have carnelian on my desk, and I just like to hold it and just like almost like a fidgeter, you know,
like a fidget spinner.
Yeah. Like that. I mean, obviously it's not spinning, but it's kind of like I just hold it in my hand while I'm doing other stuff or like talking. And it just helps me kind of like get ready to focus and get ready to work.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. Thank you so much, Haley. This has been great. I feel super inspired to learn more about crystals and incorporate them, especially into my oils. Actually, one last question popped in my head, and that is, does size matter? I mean, you can only fit those teeny tiny crystals into the roller balls, right? And but then there's some crystals that are just huge. So, I mean, does it matter to have those like teeny tiny ones? Are you still going to feel the crystal magic in your rollerball?
I mean, I think so, yes, because I feel like it's still there. It's like giving you that energy and it's still a part of your routine. I think a lot of using crystals it is about the crystal, but it's also about like the intent that you're putting into it when you're setting that. Whether I'm holding it and I'm just thinking like, okay, I'm ready, I'm motivated, like you're saying affirmations while you're doing it, even if it's just in your head. I think a lot of it is intent, and the crystal kind of helps you get there.
Love it. All right, Haley, before you go, tell me, what are one or two things you try to do every day just to maintain optimal wellness?
Okay, well, it's so funny because I was answering this and I was like, well, it's using oils and crystals,
right?
Of course. Like,
of course.
I know we already talked about this, but that's really something that I do every morning. So besides the motivating blend that I mentioned, I also, like, when I'm getting ready for the day, like in my bathroom, I have a rose quartz crystals, which I perfect for self-love. And I have a roller top on my favorite perfume blend, which is actually Present Time from Young Living. And it's a blend of bitter orange, which I was really surprised when I looked this up because I thought it smelled a lot like neroli, which is my favorite oil. And then there's black spruce and ylang ylang in it. And again, I just think the present time, I just kind of remind myself, like, okay, today's a new day. And like, just trying to kind of stay in the present. And with the rose quartz with it, it's just like my favorite.
Right. So what, are you just holding the rose quartz? Or are you doing anything else specific with that?
So I actually have the rose quartz. It's on top of that oil as a roller. So we have some roller tops that'll fit directly onto your essential oil bottle. And it turns your whole bottle into a roller.
Wait. The roll, like the ball itself is made out of the crystal? The rose quartz? Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing. So mind's been blown. That's awesome. I love that. All right, Haley, last question. What's one thing that we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
Okay. So I was finally convinced my husband to do this with me today. And that's what inspired me to answer this question. And it's K-Cups. The Keurig.
Uh-huh.
I know some people aren't going to be a fan of my answer, but I feel like they're not great for the environment. And there's so much plastic in there with your hot water going through it. I just don't trust it. So I switched a while ago, but my husband was not convinced until literally today. I was like, we have to do it. And he said, yes.
Okay. Well, that is great. Well, so many people ask me about, how do you convince your husband to use oils or little less? So, you know, was there a special trick that turned him over that made you change his mind?
No, I was like, honestly, very shocked. I was like, wait, what did you just say? And he was like, okay, fine, we can.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah. I saw an article once about the Keurig machine. And I don't know if this is true or myth or whatever, but about all the tubing that's back there and how the water can kind of sit in there and create like not so healthy environment for microorganisms and what. So that's why I've always been a little skeevish of those as well. But if that's not true, if that's fake news, or if you still don't care and you still want to use your Keurig, this is what my mom does. She has reusable Keurig cartridges. Yeah. So she fills it up with her beans, which honestly, I think is just as much trouble as making like drip coffee, but you know, whatever.
Well, that's what I totally hear you.
But it's like, you know, she lives by herself. It's one serving of coffee and, you know, so there. So those exist as well. Those reusable ones too.
That's true. Good point.
Oh, have fun. Are you going to transition to a drip machine or a French press? What do you think?
Yeah. So I have a French press and a Chemex. And he was like, you need to get rid of, maybe that was the trick. Cause I was like, I want to get a drip coffee machine cause it's a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, well, you have to get rid of all the other gadgets that you have then.
There you
so
go.
I guess that was a trick. It was a compromise.
There you go. Decluttering. That's like your foot in the door, people. Like, we need to declutter. So we're getting rid of one of these things and make it something he really likes, you know, and then we can get rid of this or the Keurig.
Exactly. That's right.
Haley, this has been an absolute pleasure. We'll put a link below in the show notes to make it real easy for everyone to find your beautiful website, as well as your ebook and that discount code for people to get 50% off. Any last place you want to send people to connect with you?
I think our website, whimsyandwellness.com. And then we're also on Instagram, Facebook, and Pinterest. So there's plenty of ways.
Great.
All Whimsy and Wellness.
Sounds great. Thank you so much, Haley, for sharing your wisdom with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, it's such an honor to spend each week with you here to share our joined love and passion for health, for wellness, and of course, essential oils. Hey, if you have ever been curious about how I became the world's number one essential oil podcaster, or how you can take your passion and turn it into a podcast, or learn how to stand out against the crowd in your own business, you might be interested in a summit that's coming up very soon. I was interviewed on by Chrissy Chin, who's been on this podcast before. She's doing this awesome summit coming up at the end of August called Stand Out. This summit teaches the latest strategies for finding your voice, maintaining a flawless social media presence, developing a winning mindset, running profitable ads, and so much more. So if you have a side hustle, or if you've been thinking about starting your own business, or if you're just curious to hear my journey of how this whole podcast came to be and the impact that it's had on my family and my life, then check out the summit. As my guest, you can get your ticket for free. We'll put a link for that below in the show notes, of course. My interview that I'll be sharing goes live on August 26th, and check out that day. You'll get a very special gift if you catch my interview on that summit, the first sneak peek of my podcasting book that is finally getting published. I know it's been a long time. I know it's since I mentioned this last. So you'll get the first 5 chapters of that for free, only as a guest to this summit. So check it out. Stand Out Virtual Summit 2020. We'll put a link in the show notes below. Thanks so much, everyone. As always, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well, because you are worth it.